You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. What do you do when your life is massively unfair? Let's get into it.
On the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
And by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Welcome to our nonstop block of rock.
It's going to be an intermittently stopping block of rock.
Oh.
We have to do the talking segments.
Oh, right, right.
Doing the show for a while, and we're going to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, what do you do when your life is massively unfair. And Glenn, where do we start off with that?
Well, I think we have to start with the fact there's no easy answers, no readily available answers on these things. Not for you, not for us, not for anybody. If there were easy answers to this stuff, you'd already have the answer. It already occurred to you. The reality is, unfair stuff just gets you in that frame of mind where you're almost frozen in it. It's almost like it cannot be, it should not be allowed to be. Someone should do something. You know, it's there's a feeling of helplessness element to that, but there's also a sense of it. It is only right if this changes right this second. And if it's not, then we have to try and figure out what goes next.
Absolutely. You can also be on the lookout for our Bridge Loud book, Easy Answer. Coming soon. Subtitle, they don't work, but they are easy.
That's right.
And John, I think Glenn is absolutely right about that, especially like his last point there of it can feel like when something massively unfair is happening to us, that can be the tipping point of just the world is screwed up and unfair.
Yeah.
And I can never be happy or joyful as long as that's untrue. That's probably not the best way to look at that, right?
It's probably not. If you're feeling that way, you come by it honestly. We get that. Truth be told, we've all had moments of being really tempted to feel that way. Everybody has seasons in their life that I think are massively unfair. The details vary wildly, person to person, situation to situation, but everybody sooner or later does come up against massive unfairness that they can't just fix, and that there aren't, as Glenn said, there aren't just simple, easy answers that make it all okay. And in that moment, I think we are tempted to despair, to feel like, well, life is just a disaster, so I don't even know. The thing, and this is kind of an odd idea, but it's important to wrap our brains around. The fact that there aren't any easy answers doesn't mean there are no answers. This is not the same thing. A situation where there isn't a good way forward is not the same as a situation where there is no way forward.
That's right.
Again, it's not the same thing. It turns out that in our toughest moments, there are answers. They are not easy, and they're not the answers we want to hear, but there are answers. There is a way forward. It's not a simple way forward. It's not the way we prefer. It is not first class.
Right.
But there is a way forward. And if you listen to this show, we know that you have the courage to seek out and take a hold of the answers and the path forward that are available in your situation.
That's absolutely right. Coach-level answers. That's what we offer on this show. And this is such a true thing. It is a universal thing. As Jed points out, everybody has their run-ins with unfairness. We reached out to a friend of ours who the rest of the episode is going to be Jed chatting with him, our friend Celepri Amakri, who had a seriously unfair experience. He spent months in an ICE detention center that he was put in totally without any legal justification. He has legal status in America and has always had that. So this was an injustice on a massive scale. And again, I want to point out, we don't bring that story because this is the only level of injustice or unfairness that matters. But he went through something huge and learned some big lessons from that you can apply to the unfairness you find in your own life. And we'll come right back with Jed's interview with our friend Celebrity.
Try and get me out of the claws. Get me out of the claws of my anger. Try and get me out of the flaws. Get me out of the flaws of my nature. Can you see I've tried every single way I know to become more of a better man?
Less a monster.
Can you see I've tried every single way I know to become more of a better man and less a monster? Won't somebody help me? Come along to fix me. Anyone but me. 'Cause I'm so tired of fighting. Won't you walk a mile in the shoes of mine? Anyone but me. Day in, relentless claws are digging in, pushing deeper. Can you see?
Welcome back to The Bridge Loud. I'm Jed Brewer, and I am here with friend of the show, rock star extraordinaire, Celebrity Immokery. Celebrity, how are you doing today?
I am blessed, man. How you doing?
I'm good. And we've got a great question today. The question, which is one we have all wondered about in our lives, is what do you do when life is super unfair? It's a big question. It's an important question. And Celebrity, you've dealt with some pretty world-class unfairness in your own life in the last few years. Can you tell us about that?
I went through a time in 2017 where I was illegally arrested and detained for 6.5 months.
Wow.
Away from my family, away from my work, away from my students, away from my music, away from everything. You know, my daughter went through a huge a traumatic time in that process, but it came down to, what am I going to do with this? You know, am I going to suffer through it, or am I going to stand up in it?
Well, let's get into that. For 6 months and longer, you're sitting in an ICE detention system.
That's correct.
You shouldn't be there. You, in a literal sense, don't belong there. You 100% have legal standing as a legal resident of the United States. But nevertheless, here is where you are. How do you make peace internally in that moment?
It was difficult at first. Definitely the, you know, why me? Why would this happen? And then, you know, as men, sometimes it translates into anger. And that becomes, it becomes emotional. How I was able to do it through my wife, through an understanding that this is bigger than me in sense. But yet I have a resolution, a solution that's bigger than my problem. And that was actually came into, we have to use time rather than do time. And the concept became, if I am using time, time moves quickly.
Okay.
If I am doing time, time moves slowly.
Sure.
And I'm struggling through it, and it's torturous. And so what I had to do was I had to come up with an understanding that I am not here to do time. I need to begin to use time. And so I put together, I started teaching some of the other guys that were there. I started working with some of those guys that were there. Four men ended up giving their lives to the Lord in that 6 months.
Amazing.
And so I realized that there was, I had to find my purpose within my problem in order to be able to move beyond the issue itself.
Let's play. What? So make a way. We're alone.
Let's unpack that idea, which is very profound, of using time rather than doing time. I can imagine that right now there might be a young person listening where they have a step-parent and it's a very difficult relationship with that step-parent, and their home doesn't feel like a welcoming or a safe place. And it would be easy to feel like, well, I'm 16, so for the next 2 years, I'm doing time. And I've just got to kind of put up with this awful thing, and that's what it is. For that young person, what would it mean to use that time rather than to do that time?
I start asking myself questions like, why do I feel this way toward this person? Why do I feel this way in this situation? What is causing me to feel this sadness, this angst, this frustration? Where is that coming from? So instead of putting it on to another individual, I'm actually taking responsibility for what it is in me. Because if I can now grow through this process, it actually becomes a place of learning for me rather than a place of suffering for me.
When you look at the experience that you went through, if you could say one thing to yourself on day one of being detained, knowing everything that you know now, what's the one thing you would want to say to yourself at the very beginning of that process?
Definitely sit down, chill out, and relax. And move through this thing with less emotion and more reasoning. And look at exactly what could happen in this situation rather than what you are imagining to happen. Because where we get and where I got caught up at first in that situation was in all of the emotion that was distracting and overwhelmingly distracting from my purpose in that situation.
I think that there are some folks where when life is really unjust and unfair, they do have an overwhelming amount of emotions, just like you're describing. And the idea of setting those emotions aside, the idea of intentionally choosing to relax, I can hear someone thinking to themselves, isn't that me deciding that it's okay for me to be treated this way? It's not. I mean, you and I both know
it's
the answer.
It's absolutely not, right.
But how do you make that transition from feeling like my emotions are how I fight back. My emotions are how I register that this is unfair. How do I go from that to a place of saying, no, I got work to do and I need to get busy on that work?
Registering that something is unfair is not wrong.
Okay.
Living in the unfairness is what really becomes unfair to us.
Wow. Talk to me about living in the unfairness.
When I begin to live in the unfairness, then I begin to find myself distracted and controlled by all of the things that make it unfair. So now I'm no longer seeing a solution to my unfairness. I'm living in the problem of my unfairness. When I'm able to step back and go, what's the solution to my unfairness? How can I do something productive within the unfairness that I might be able to benefit from on the other side of this unfairness?
Yeah.
That's when I can start to find this thing called hope.
Count the loss and pour contempt on my crown.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
You know, it sounds like one of the principles that's coming through in what you're describing, which is brilliant, is the difference between being active and reactive. That
perfect.
The unfairness wants to put us in a place where life is happening to us, where we are reacting to our circumstances. Whereas the hope that you found in action, that hope was about deciding, I will act within my circumstances. I have capabilities, I have potentials, even here, and I will make the best that I can of what is available to me where I am.
Absolutely, because there is always a resource available. And you said, when I start in this process, I believe that something is happening to me.
Yes.
And when I move into using time, I begin to realize that this unfairness could be happening for me. When I step out of life is happening to me, and I step into this situation is happening for me, I am actually able to begin to see over a wall that's been created to what the end result could be.
I know that you are a man of faith and that your faith is a source of huge strength in your life.
Absolutely.
Tell me how that informed your experience here.
Oh, my goodness. Because when you start to realize that God is bigger than your problem, that's step one in hope. For the individual who can realize that there is no circumstance or situation that is bigger than God, you already have a step in the right direction towards your solution. When I start to see things as unfair, that's not necessarily wrong. When I start to get caught up in the unfairness and distracted, that's when the injustice is truly being done. Because I'm not moving beyond it. I'm stuck in it, and I was created to move beyond unfairnesses and things that are unjust.
Well, one final question for you. We have we're very fortunate to have listeners to this program who are currently incarcerated and currently behind bars, and it pretty much goes without saying that not everyone in a jail has actually committed a crime.
That is true. I can speak to that one.
I know you can. There are undoubtedly folks who are listening right now who are in some form of detainment and do not deserve to be there. What would you want to say directly to those listeners?
That it is not the end. When we were in detention, when we would have a Bible study, one of the things that we would constantly say was that this is not the end of our road. This is simply a stop along the way. What am I going to do at this station? Am I going to sit at this station and do time waiting for the next thing to happen? Or am I going to sit at this station and use time and create something even better for my future? Because no matter where you are, it doesn't matter if you're sitting in a jail cell, you can do time in a jail cell. You can do time at your job. You can do time in your marriage. You can do time at school. Any place. You can do time there.
Yeah.
Or you can take the opportunity to use time. What is happening in this situation? What resources do I have that I can actually begin to stop thinking about the time I'm spending in here and start actually beginning to use the time that I'm spending in here? Because I will not be in here forever.
That's a beautiful word, the difference between doing time and using time. Celebrity, thank you so much for joining us today on The Bridge
Thank
Loud.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys are the best.
Thanks, brother. We'll see you, listeners, and we'll hear from you next week right here on The Bridge Loud. All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Encompassed by the dim. Oh, restless world around me, and I'm trying not to lose it all again. Every day another struggle with this mess that I'm surrounded.